Hi there. My name is Lital. I'm 37 years old. I live in Israel, and I know that I probably should not tell you that I live in Israel, but what the hell? I live in Israel. I'm Jewish, and I'm really proud of it. I'm a musician, I'm a composer, singer, songwriter, and I wanted to start this podcast because I really wanted to somehow inspire other people. I live creativity, I breathe creativity, and besides me being a musician and composer and singer-songwriter, I am also a copywriter, so, and an author. So I'm basically, you can see why I'm telling you I'm breathing creativity. Before I'm gonna get to the creativity side and let you have some peek about something about my work, I really wanted to talk about the 37 doors to, let's say, hell, but to something. Whatever you choose to what it is. Why 37 doors? I am 37 years old, as I said. And I think that I probably have kind of like, I realized how life works and there's nothing to be excited about. I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I was excited about, you know, music and stuff like that. But I don't think that I am really excited about music anymore as I used to be, because life is, you know, rounding and rounding and circling. You know, moving in circle, and we are going to sleep, we wake up in the morning, we go to work, and basically we have it like all together. You know, everything is going circle and circle, and it's repeating itself. And you know, even getting married or marriage or kids or things that people are really excited about, I'm not excited about anything, because I think that the world is it's around money, and everything is about money. And if we don't have enough money, then it means that we can't really pursue something that we want, even if it's for our soul. Or, you know, everything is about money. And even to have, like, not a big house, but a tiny house, it's all about the money. And I think we're missing something here. And of course, we're not here in this world because of just money. It's about how we treat it and how we treat things we should do and things we should learn from this life. And yeah, I'm pretty much thinking about life in the spiritual way. I'm a very spiritual person, and I told myself that whenever I die, I would talk to my guides there, and I will say them, listen, I'm not willing to go this over again and come back here to another life, because I get it, you know, it's enough. For me, it's really enough. So I don't see it as something exciting. And I'm going to tell you about myself also. I am, I don't like, I like kids, but I don't want kids. And I don't want to get married. And I don't believe in this stuff. And I don't believe in love. Because I think there's, you know, there's a chemical situation which is basically making you be in love at the first stage of the 2 years stage of the relationship. And I think that people are very, very complicated. And I think that, well, it's not that I think, I know, well, my energy is basically drawn and dropping to zero if I'm being around people a lot of the time. So yeah, I don't really like people. I'm gonna tell you this because people are making me exhausted. And all of my creativity, all of my songs, all of my music is around being vulnerable and around sadness and around things that I learned from this life. And I think that each and every one of us is basically having it, their own, let's call it prison cell of emotions. And this is like an emotional prison that we're having at this life, at this universe, because everything is surrounding about pain and about, you know, as I said, I don't think there is love as something that we are used to learn about love, like, you know, in a Disney World kind of way and in the fairy tales kind of way. So yeah, and I want you to have the first inspiration from my book, my lyrics book. I have like about 35 songs, not all released, but I think that 32 of them are released, and you can find it on YouTube, on Spotify, all the digital stores. You can search for my full name. It's Lital Yohai, and I'm going to spell it for you. LitalYohai. And, okay, so I'm going to search for one of the songs here. The literary book that I recently released is called Hem of Words. And it's called that way because words can be really breathtaking, and it can be really hurting, and it can be shaking, can do a lot of stuff. So yeah, let's go for the first song. It's called 1920. It's a really old song of mine. I think that I released it about 6 or 7 years ago. So here it goes. The year is 1920. The weather is so heavy, and I'm starting to realize who I am. There's no time for thinking. There's no time for living. And we're working for our children every day. I hope they will have everything. I hope they will have everything. I'm watching my children. I'm watching my whole life as another person. The year is 1920, and we are not progressing. Time of inventions has stopped my reflection. There's no time for thinking. There's no time for living. And I'm starting to realize who I am. I hope they will have everything. I hope they will have everything. I'm watching my children. I'm watching my whole life as another person. I'm watching my children. I'm watching my whole life as another person. The year is 1920 and we're not progressing. Okay, so yeah. And there's another song that I wrote. Actually, it's a new song, but it's not released yet. It's called An Orphan from the World. An orphan from the world, everybody thinks I lie. An orphan from the world, and my soul cries. Childhood's come down, the depression is high. Nobody believes me, maybe until the day I die. Raise my confidence, taught myself, a repeated conclusion, trusting no one, my shadow said. Delicate, overwhelmed, high reaction, extreme, that's how you see me, I don't care. The conception of friendship is tearing up the ground. Parents scaring their holy gifts with emotional detachment, passing on their mistakes to innocent later generation of a fucked up incarnation. I'm still an orphan from the world that nobody can save. It is just me. Keep pushing life to the highest it could get. I'm still an orphan from the world, but a little happier. It's been 99 years. Now I'm in heaven. Talking to my tutors, coming back is out of the question. I want to stay here with a smiley, warm feeling. It's a new day. I came back anyway to a better compensation because of my last misery incarnation. Just keep hoping and it will get better until you won't be an orphan from the world. That's 99% promise from heaven. So that one is really, really strong, and it talks about an orphan from the world. This song is talking about each and every one of us are an incarnation from another lifetime, and that we are, when we are having kids and we're basically sending the message again and again to each generation, and it's getting a bit more developed. And well, we are basically fucking up each and every generation with mistakes. And what I'm saying is everybody makes mistakes. And we can't really, we can't not do mistakes, but maybe we can avoid it or learn from it. But as a matter of fact, I think that most of the parents around the world are basically repeating their own parents' mistakes. So what I'm saying is, it's nature. And if it's nature, then maybe this is not something that we can avoid. So it's a question that I'm having, because I'm a watcher, and when I watch kids, I see that with their parents. And when I watch kids, you know, even at the kindergarten, around other kids, I see their suffering. So, you know, it's not just about the parents, it's about the whole fucking world, and it's about the environment. And this is something that we are not really, I think that we don't want to have it on our conscious, because we're maybe embarrassed about it. And this is partly why I don't want kids of my own. Yeah. So, 1920, I wrote as 23-year-old girl, you know, like a lot of time. And I was talking about myself as a reflection of another myself incarnated from the 1920s, looking at the mirror at Lital from the 2010 or so. And, you know, they're talking with each other and they're saying, listen, I'm having kids, I'm having family, I'm from the 1920s, things are really tough here. And the other girl says, no, but I want kids and I'm young and I'm from the 2010 and things are really progressed and things are really good. And you know what? It's going to be easier because I wasn't like working at fields or stuff like that. And, you know, yeah. So that's really about it, the 1920s. It's about really an imaginary story. It's not that I wanted kids. It's just that, I don't know, I just had this strong, I don't know, strong inspiration of something, of I don't know, and strong feeling that I really had to write this song, that it's an emotional song and it fits to a movie or it fits to a scene. And it's really good. So check this out and we'll see you at the next episode. Bye.